Welcome to the Vital Life Podcast, dedicated to bringing you what you need to know to live your own vital life. I'm your host, Luke Longo, and together we're going to explore what it means to live a vital life. From advanced nutrition to spiritual development, we'll delve into the things that really matter in your life. With that said, let's get into it. All right, so welcome back to the Vital Life Podcast. It's been a while since I've done this, and I'm really excited to get back into this. So this episode is going to be something a little different. I think you guys might like this one a little bit more than all the other ones. This one's going to be, what are ketones? All right, so I'm going to teach you about ketones and teach you about ketosis and all the good stuff that I'm doing. And if you want to stay tuned, I'm going to give you a little snippet of what you're going to hear. You're going to learn about what ketones do and why they're so useful. I'm going to teach you how to get shredded using ketones. But first, before we do all that good stuff, please share this with everyone that you can. If anyone's doing the keto diet and you're like, I got the guy for you. I'm right here. I'm your guy. I'm a molecular biologist. So officially graduated. So please share this with someone that needs to know what ketones are. Put this on your Instagram story. Like and follow the Spotify and go follow the Instagram at The Vital Life. With all that being said, let's hop into it. All right, so what the heck are these things called? Ketones? What is everyone doing? These keto diet? What is this keto diet? What are these things? And what is the keto flu? That doesn't even make any sense. How do you get sick from eating food? It's very easy to get sick eating food, let me tell you. Okay, so what are ketones really? Like, they're just like a mystery behind them. Can someone just take away this shroud, take this darkness off ketones and just explain them to me like a normal person? All right, that's what I'm here to do for you. First of all, let's talk about what is going on with the body in order to produce ketones. In order to produce ketones, your body needs to get the signal that there is no more carbohydrates and we are not getting carbohydrates for a while. Your body's like, we're not getting carbohydrates for a while, so it's time to jump and take a little switch and switch gears real quick. We need to start burning fat. We need to burn fat and we need to break down our body fat, break down our own fat so that we can actually survive. I mean, there's no carbohydrates coming. You're eating, but there's no carbs, so clearly there's something wrong here. That's pretty much what, there's nothing wrong. Your body planned for it. We plan for this. That's what we plan for. That's why we store in the first place. We plan for this. That's pretty much what happens. Like, this is what your body plans for. That's why it's storing fat all the time when you're eating carbs. Your body's planning for this. Eventually, you're going to run out of carbohydrates naturally, evolutionarily. We would not just have abundance. Here's abundance for you. But that's kind of what's been happening with us right now. So ketones come from burning fat. And when you start to metabolize fat, your liver's like, hey, let me get some of that real quick. I'm gonna make some golden juice. And your liver takes the fat that you're metabolizing and it converts it into ketones. And the poor liver is not even able to use the ketones. It does all the work to make these precious ketones and your liver isn't even able to use them. Well, there's a good reason for that. The ketones are so, so useful and they're so metabolically promising that your brain and your muscles are going to be the ones that selectively take up the ketones. I'm going to say that again, because when you really think about it, you're like, oh my God, the body's beautiful. Your brain and your muscles are going to be what selectively take up the ketones. So ketones, you take fat, your liver breaks it down, and it turns that fat into ketones, and the ketones migrate through the blood. And your muscles and your brain get to suck up all the ketones like the golden juice that they are. And it converts those ketones into energy. Isn't it so weird that the two most metabolically demanding tissues, your brain tissue and your muscle tissue, are going to be the ones that selectively take up the ketones? Isn't that weird? Don't you think that's weird? If the body wasn't supposed to do that, if the body wasn't supposed to burn fat, it wouldn't have the brain and the muscle take up the majority of the ketones. I mean, your brain and your muscles are going to be the ones really using these ketones. So if you weren't meant to have fat, then this would never be there. But in the reality of it is, when you become carbohydrate depleted and you start taking ketones, your brain has saved the best for last, and your muscles have saved the best for last. And so when you're going to be burning these ketones, your brain is going to be running on a different level, and your muscles are going to be running on a different level because they save the best nutrients for this time of need. You think about this. If you run out of food in the wild, if humans ran out of food in the wild, you need to be able to get food. The best way of getting food is by being able to use your brain and use your muscles at the best peak way possible. I'm not saying never eat carbohydrates. What I'm telling you is a whole world opens up when you start to be able to use ketones in conjunction with carbohydrates. That's the goal. But first, I'm telling you how to get into this ketosis so that you can eventually be metabolically flexible and move between ketones and carbohydrates and any other nutrient source that your body needs. All right, so I'm going to go over everything. Ketones are produced when your body doesn't have carbohydrates. So what this looks like is you stop eating carbs for a while, maybe a month, maybe a week. Depends on how active you are and depends how I stopped eating carbohydrates and eats a bunch of carbohydrates kind of person you are. It's really hard. It's really hard for someone that's going from carbohydrates to ketones. It's difficult to do this. I'm not going to lie, but that's no excuse. Just how difficult is it really to not put a piece of bread in your mouth? I know you might have hunger things and mental things and all these issues, but come on. Is it that hard not to pick up a piece of bread and stick it in your mouth? I don't really think it is. I think you just don't believe it. So I'm telling you, believe it. Believe it and you will achieve it. These ketones are going to be so powerful. Just try it. Honestly, for 30 days, try a ketogenic diet. And what this ketogenic diet looks like is very low carbs, no breads, no rices, no pastas, no chips, no potatoes, no starchy vegetables, no sweet potatoes. And if you want to look into this even more, just go online, look up keto diet. What does it look like? It's a high fat diet. You're going to be dousing your food with olive oil. You're going to be eating meat, fishes, anything that is not containing carbohydrates. And you want to feel good. You don't want to be eating dirty foods. All right. You don't want to be eating dirty foods on this diet. Then you're going to run into that good old keto flu. You want to be having a lot of water and a lot of salt too. You want to have a lot of minerals in your diet. You're probably like, oh, this is so much. It's not. It's not. I promise you. It's not that big of a deal. Just go online and do it. You know, don't think this is such a big thing where I need to change my whole life. It's not that big of a deal. If early humans can do it without even thinking about it, I'm sure that you can do it. All right, so ketones come from no carbs. And what happens is your body changes gears and it realizes there's very low carbohydrate. You have these sensors in your body and they'll tell your liver, hey, take this fat. Let's go metabolize fat. And we're going to metabolize the fat and we're going to convert some of it to ketones because that's the golden juice for our brain and for our muscles. You feel amazing. It's like your brain is actually working for the first time in your whole life. I'm telling you, I know what it feels like to have my brain going. And it's when I'm on ketones. It's when I'm fueled by ketones. I mean, I have a memory like no other person in the world. I have energy all day, every day, a month straight. I promise you. It's just ridiculous. I can work and not care. It feels great. I am just going. I can work out like I never was able to before. I don't feel the burn of working out. I don't feel that lactic acid buildup because I'm not burning only carbohydrates. I have a buffer. Ketones are going to touch every part of your life and you don't even realize it. It's going to make it easier to do almost everything when you become metabolically flexible. So I'm telling you, just try it and stop eating junk. I heard someone call the standard American diet the sad diet. It really is. It's a sad diet. It's a joke. It's fake. You wonder why India and Mexico have been becoming the biggest countries with an obesity problem in the recent years is because all the big food companies have left America and they said, well, let's go over here. They went to India and they went to Mexico. Pepsi, all over Mexico. Coca-Cola, big food companies, all over India. I'm telling you, eat clean. Try this ketogenic diet. If it's still shrouded in mystery, don't let it be. It's just a high-fat diet. You're just eating olive oil. Just go take an olive oil and just go drink it. Don't do it. I'm joking. Don't drink it. But there's little tricks that you can do. Almonds, nuts. There's things that you can look up online. I'm here telling you what to do. You're going to have to just go online. Quick Google search. What is a keto diet? Find foods that are on there that you can eat. Avocados, they're great for you. Fish, they're great for you. Organic meats. Organic, fatty, grass-fed meats. I don't know how many words that was, but I'm going to say it again. Organic, fatty, grass-fed meats. That is going to change your life by itself. You're going to have your hormones optimized and everything optimized. Try this ketogenic diet. Learn about these ketones and try and figure it out. Again, ketones are something your body makes when you're primed to go find food, when you're low on carbohydrates. Think about it this way. In the summer, you have an abundance of fruit and vegetables and all the plants are growing and early humans were able to eat whenever and have those carbohydrates and just eat and store fat, eat and store fat, eat and store fat. Your body listens. Is there carbohydrates in the body? Yes, it's time to store energy. It's time to build up muscle. It's time to build up fat. It's time to build, build, build. That's what carbohydrates do. They tell your body it's time to build, build, build. Some people like that. Some people don't want to be fat. And so when the winter comes and the early humans, they didn't have carbohydrates anymore. The winter came and it just wrecked everything. Everything just died. Everything went under and said, this is not abundance, not abundance, not abundance, not abundance. And so now humans are like not abundant. And their fat stores started to get tapped into. And when those fat stores started to get tapped into, because there is no carbohydrates, you're going to be producing ketones. Your liver is going to say, no carbs, ketones, it is. Your brain's going to say, yo, give me some juice. Give me some juice, liver. Turn that ketone machine on. And that's what happens. And those ketones flood through your blood and your muscles and your brain are like, yeah, baby, I feel back. You feel a million times better than when you're on carbohydrates. Carbohydrates kind of feel like you're numbed. You're mentally numbed and you're physically numbed to where if you overexert yourself, it burns. It burns. But ketones don't feel like that. And when you become metabolically flexible, you never really feel like that, whether you're eating carbs or ketones, because you're always producing a small amount of ketones that keeps you going. And that's what I want people to get back towards. It's not a long-term thing. It's a short-term fix. It's a long-term fix. Don't get me wrong. Having this tool in your toolkit, but it's just a tool. Ketogenic diet is just a tool. Cyclical is what I do. Carbohydrate cycling. I eat carbs some days. I don't eat carbs the other days. And I kick myself back into ketosis. I work out a lot. So I can kick myself into ketosis from one day of not eating. And I'm also young. So I have a really, really good metabolism. And maybe it's because of the ketones. Who knows? Maybe it's because I'm big muscle wise. But those ketones go through the blood. And then they're used by your muscles and your brains. And it lights it up. You feel amazing. Again, this is something that's natural. What actually ends up happening on the molecular level, if you want to know, your ketones act as a hormone. They help signal to the receptors and they help tell the body that, hey, we could turn some genes on, we could turn some genes off. There's actually a lot of evidence that in the brain, your ketones have the ability to turn on gene expression through a process called butylation. And I will promise you, that's it. I'm done. Molecular stuff over. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Butylation. I hate you with that word. But ketones are called butyric acid, are actually called beta hydroxy butyric acid, to be specific. And I'm done. I promise. I'm done. Try this diet. Try out the ketone diet. It's going to make your life amazing. And I'm sure the ketones are shrouded in mystery before. And I hope I cleared up a lot. It's just fat. It's just your liver taking fat and saying, bam, break that shit off, put it in the blood and let it go. And go make magic happen. Go make that magic happen, brain and muscles. I can't use this stuff. This is the liver talking. The liver's like, I can't use the ketones. So y'all better use the ketones. And you do. And you use them. And you feel great. And so that's what I want people to try. If you like this episode, I'm back, baby. I don't know for how long. To be honest, I don't know for how long. But what you can do is show me your support by following me on Instagram, liking the podcast, rating the podcast, sharing the podcast. Go down to that description. There's a nice little, if you want to send me a little tip, I appreciate that. I'm broke. I just graduated. All right. So if you liked the episode, please, honestly, any support means a lot to me. Look out for these next episodes. And now you know what are ketones. Share this episode with someone who needs to know about ketones. It's a hot topic. Hot topic. All right. With all that being said, go live that vital life, baby.